I'm talking to Michael Oliphant, Project Manager, Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Management of the Scottish Government's Capital Investment Programme. Michael, what's this report about?
This report examines how well the Scottish Government is managing its programme of major capital projects, which includes investment in things like hospitals, schools and roads. It considers the implications for the programme now that the outlook for public spending has changed considerably. It also provides a high-level review of recently completed major capital projects, assessing whether they were completed on time and within budget. It also looks at what progress has been made since our report back in 2008.
And what have you found?
We found that the Scottish Government is improving scrutiny and oversight of its major capital programme, and this is in the face of increasing budget pressures and uncertainties. But with the Scottish capital budget set to fall by over a third in the next 4 years, from £3.3 billion this year to £2.1 billion in 2014-15, it's clear that the Scottish Government will need to make difficult decisions about where and indeed how to spend the money available. Also, from a review of recently completed major capital projects, we found that estimating of final cost has improved for projects in recent years, but there are still significant gaps in the availability of information to measure performance in this area.
Now, you're saying there that performance and oversight have improved, but there's clearly some way to go. Just expand a little bit on those points.
Yeah, the Scottish Government is improving its project monitoring and management of the capital programme through developments such as the new Infrastructure Investment Board. However, the pace of change of some of these improvements has been slow, including the implementation of a new infrastructure projects database, which records information on projects in progress. The Scottish Government's existing 10-year investment plan is not yet 3 years old, but may already be out of date due to the effects of the recent economic recession and subsequent budget reductions. So going forward, the Scottish Government needs to update this plan and extend it to become an investment strategy that sets out clearly the long-term needs, affordability and constraints for future capital investment in Scotland. Such a strategy should provide a stronger basis for making the necessary difficult choices ahead and also help to inform debate both on the priorities and affordability of the capital programme as a whole.
Now, the capital budget is going to be reducing by a third over the next few years. Are you basically saying the Scottish Government is going to have to cancel some of the buildings and roads and those sorts of projects that it has planned?
The Scottish capital budget finances most public major capital projects in Scotland, but this is going to fall by over a third in the next 4 years, from £3.3 billion this year to £2.1 billion in the financial year 2014-15. This obviously places considerable pressure on the Scottish Government's plans over this period and may require the Scottish Government to consider reprioritising or rephasing projects, or indeed seek alternative ways to finance some projects. Such decisions are for the Scottish Government and indeed the whole Parliament to consider. That's why we are recommending that the Scottish Government develops a strategy for its investment programme which sets out clearly long-term needs and other key information to help decide on priorities going forward.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We recommend that the Scottish Government should develop an investment strategy that sets out clearly the long-term needs, affordability and constraints for future capital investment in Scotland. We also recommend that the Scottish Government improves its reporting of the performance of its investment programme to increase transparency in this area. We also want to see public bodies continue to improve estimating of how much a project is going to cost and how long it's going to take to complete. These, along with other recommendations in our report, are intended to reinforce openness and public accountability, as well as helping the government to make good investment decisions.
Michael, thank you very much.